You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Do our little dance and woohoo! Hello, everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. This was a juicy one. We complained about lack of drama last week. Not the case this week. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Christy Olsen, and you guys can all keep up with me on the Twitter at Christy Reports. Also, tweet along with us using hashtag ABTVRHBH. And you're not going to hear just my voice tonight, because the lady with, I'd say, the best brows in Hollywood is always how I think of her.
Oh my god, you're so
right
sweet.
Right here. Tell them who you are, girl.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker back again. So happy to be here. Grant and Fern are both home for the holidays, but we'll be back next week. I think Grant said he's back on the 4th.
Yes, I think
so
they're
he'll
both
be here Tuesday. Great.
Yeah, and they're going to be bringing us some juicy gossip, some housewife stuff
oh
from
my
the
god.
East Coast.
I know, you guys will be so excited. They're home doing investigations.
Right? Fern. As we expect them to do.
I know. I'm so excited.
So make sure that you keep tuning in with us. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. We love a 5-star rating. Please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about the show, about our show. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us that thumbs up. We love it when you like and share, and we appreciate connecting with you. So let's jump right in, because there is much to discuss tonight. This was episode number 5, season 6, Willpower.
Willpower.
That was strong. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we open with, I know you said that you missed a couple of the first minutes.
Oh my God. Well, let me just sort with my evening.
I know.
Let me just tell everybody listening. So, thanks to LA traffic, I'm usually 15 minutes early, but last night I had no traffic getting here and got here in half the time it normally takes me. So I left just a little bit later today so that I wouldn't be so crazy early with nothing to do. So, it turns out the traffic today was completely different than yesterday.
Of course.
I guess everybody's back to work and off of vacation, and I was stinking late. And normally our DVRs are taping our shows for us.
Right here at the studio,
right.
Yeah.
So, even if you're 15 minutes late, you still catch your whole show in that allotted time before you go in to tape your show. So, I get here, and I fire up the TV, and it's not taping Beverly Hills.
Dun,
and I'm
dun,
like...
Dun.
Oh, no, this is not good. So I turn on three other televisions. None of them are taping Beverly Hills. They all have last week's episode and a couple episodes before that, but none of them were taping tonight's episode. And I was like, okay.
Right. Well, girl, I know.
Murphy's Law.
I know.
So I got into the episode while Lisa was getting her ass waxed.
Welcome to tonight's episode.
Christy has filled me in on everything, and I will be very happy to give my opinion since I know the ladies so well.
Well, let me tell you that my first note for this episode was, so really nothing's going to happen anymore ever?
I thought the same thing. At the end of the episode, I was like, this is like one of those cutting room floor. I think, you know, everyone talking about Yolanda's illness was really the only thing that happened this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it got a little bit juicy after that.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies, Kyle and Erica, meet for the first time.
Yes.
Which is really fun. And what I liked about this is Yolanda brought Erica along to the park and they went for a little walk. And we got to know a little bit more about Erica, who I continue to just, I'm like almost obsessively in love with this woman at this point.
I adore her.
Right?
Adore.
And we find out now a little bit more about her history. She has a 23-year-old son.
Right.
Who is a police officer.
mind you, girl after my own heart. A lot of my family members work in law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
So I love to hear that. I think it says a lot about the kind of person that someone is when they've raised someone who wants to give their life to protecting other people.
Yeah.
So that was really kind of fun. But she also said that she was married at 20 and had her son before she was even 21. I know that's kind of like my parents' situation. I always think, oh my gosh, to be a parent that young. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I loved how she and Kyle connect on the young mom level.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kyle feels like, oh my God, finally I met somebody that had a kid as young as I did. Because I think Kyle was 19 or something when mm-hmm. she had her first. So I love hearing Erica's story. I think it's great that we do find out her son's occupation, because you might think, oh, you know, the stepdad's so rich, the kid doesn't have a job or whatever. You know, he's probably graduating college age, but he's already a man and got his job. You know what I mean? It's not like some kid freeloading off their parents.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man with a great, real job. And thank you for being part of our law enforcement agency. I think it's pretty hard these days with all the scary stuff in the news to find people willing to sign up for that. So good for you. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you
that's
sweet boy.
That's a good point. And Erica did touch on that herself and said that.
Okay, so I missed that. Damn
something
it.
something that she thinks about.
Yeah.
But Kyola took this opportunity to talk about herself as well, which she does. And that's all I'll say about that. So the conversation turns.
I do. You love it.
I do. I have to say, this time I was watching at home, so I was able to kind of watch people's live tweets as they went along. And PWSUW said that Kyle is like an elderly Blair Waldorf. Which,
oh
okay, even
God.
If you're not going on that the elderly thing is a little mean, but she is so Blair Waldorf in like 20 years, right? Gossip Girl?
Some days yes, some days no. I don't know.
I thought
like
that was
Kyle.
So dead on.
I like Kyle. We are on
you
opposite.
Have to, because I know. That would be no fun.
Well, we've always been opposite teams on the Kyle. LVP, if you want to come complain about LVP, come sit in my corner. We can talk about her all day.
Well, Kyle tells Yolanda that she's explaining to, which we've also already heard several times on the other episodes, about how when her mom was ill and then passed away for a couple years, mm-hmm. she was feeling physical symptoms and it was due to the depression.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it to Yolanda in an odd way, or maybe it was cut in a weird way, where I wasn't sure if she was trying to start a conversation with Yolanda about that there could be other things wrong with her, mm-hmm. or if she was just kind of seeing what Yolanda's response to that would be, or if she was just talking about Kyle at a time when Yolanda was trying to talk about Yolanda.
Right.
So I don't know. It seemed a little odd. Yolanda didn't seem to think anything of it and kind of brushed right past it. So mm-hmm. I guess if Yolanda didn't have a problem with it, then I shouldn't mm-hmm. either.
I don't want to take it the wrong way, having not seen it personally myself, which I'm so irritated about. But I want to say maybe Kyle was trying to suggest, is there something else at play here? Mm-hmm. You know, I had a lot of the symptoms that you have, and I was just suffering from depression. I'm wondering if that's what Kyle is getting at.
She was, like, testing the waters to see where the conversation
saying,
would go.
Like, you know, maybe it's a misdiagnosis and maybe let's go get some other things checked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Yolanda's response was bringing up that her son Anwar and Bella, two out of her three children, also have Lyme disease.
Bombshell.
Huge bombshell. We had never heard anything about this until just a little, like maybe a month or two ago. It came out in the news, I think because of them saying it on the show and being the trailer. But before that, we hadn't heard anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
So she said they have suppressed immune systems. Those were her exact words. But then goes on to say Lyme disease. So I was unclear as to whether they have actually been diagnosed with Lyme disease or not,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly sounds like Bella, at least, has really dealt with a lot of issues. Yolanda said that she had to stop riding horses and she had to quit school and mm-hmm. to deal with her health issues, so it sounds like it was definitely major,
mm-hmm.
and Kyle really was skeptical, was like, how can three people in one family have Lyme disease?
Right.
And Yolanda brought up the point that the kids were raised on a horse ranch.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they lived when they were growing up, and there are a lot of wood ticks and the flay you were saying, like the flies give it to the horses and the whole thing.
I'm wondering if it was on Watch What Happens Live, but I did see an interview where she was explaining how she got Lyme disease and claimed it was from a fly, something with horses and flies, because mm-hmm. they are an equestrian family. So I'm wondering if it's something where the horse had Lyme's disease and then the fly bit the horse, so it had it in his system, and then bit her.
Man, we are learning all kinds of things this season.
She explained it, and I think it was on Watch What Happens Live, and I totally forget. I forget where I saw her explain it, mm-hmm. and I'm not explaining it well, but it was something to do with a fly giving it to her through a horse.
Which sounds far-fetched.
Which is the way,
but
honestly, I think it makes the most sense. If she really does have Lyme's disease, if mm-hmm. all three of them have it, I think it makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. To me, like, if I were like, where the hell did I get this? Why do we all have it? I think it makes the most sense to me, that story.
Yeah. Well, I am from the land of a million billion mosquitoes, so I certainly understand how things like that can happen.
Yeah.
And I think they might carry that stuff too. I don't know. Anyway, it was ended up being quite a juicy conversation. Mm-hmm. And then we move on to another scene, which could be described with many words. Juicy, maybe not the right one. Lisa Rinna getting waxed.
This is where I turned the TV on. And I'm like, excuse me, am I staring at this woman's ash cheeks being spread? What is happening? How is she so comfortable saying, I'll try anything, and doing this on television, and she won't come to AfterBuzz? Lisa Rinna, I have a bone to pick with you this year. We loved you last year. You're letting us down this season. Mm-mm-mm. So anyway, she's getting her, what kind of a wax is that? I hate waxes.
Well,
I don't
like a
do
Brazilian.
There we go. He knows.
Thank you, James, our engineer.
He knows everything we don't know. I'll tell you what, this guy. Yes, Brazilian. I've never had that done. I've had regular like bikini waxes, and they're so painful to me that I just cannot even think of even more places to wax. Like, no, not going to happen.
Oh, would you judge me if I said I have never had a bikini wax in my life?
No, I wouldn't. No, I've had friends get what's the whole kit and caboodle where like everything in the front, the whole, is that Brazilian?
Maybe that's Brazilian.
Okay.
That might be the Brazilian.
Yeah. I mean, and they're like, you wouldn't believe what I saw go on down there and the pain. I'm like, girl, I couldn't even barely take the bikini waxes. I've had to sit home with ice packs on. I guess I have sensitive skin.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So
see, I'm just going to skip over that and go straight to laser when I can afford it.
That's what I'm saving up for laser. If anybody at home could tell us a good place to get laser that's not too expensive, that's not going to scar us for life, please, please let us know.
We could bring our cameras along and then get it for free, girl.
Could we?
I'm pretty sure we could. Rinna didn't pay for Ika to come that day or whatever it was when the cameras were rolling.
I wouldn't mind putting that out there if I got it for free.
Right.
Just saying. Lisa Rinna style. I wouldn't be putting my butt cheeks out there, but
local spas take notice.
Or just putting it out there.
Or that. So Lisa gets waxed, and then we go on to the big juicy scene of the evening. The ladies mm-hmm. meet at some kitschy looking weird. I don't know what that place is that they were. Usually we can kind of catch on to where they're at, or they show the outside. I don't know where that was.
No, girl, Sofitel.
That was
so
a Sofitel?
After we saw the big first.
I've been there a million times. I've never seen that.
I know. Isn't that where we did that red carpet?
Yeah. I've been to lots of red carpets there.
I don't know where they were. I guess there's outside. I've only been in the lobby area.
There's an ugly part to the Sofitel.
Wait, I don't know. Is it just like a little garden maybe that they rented
back
furniture for?
Yeah, that makes
for?
Sense.
I didn't think it was ugly. I just didn't think it was like, it didn't look like a hotel to me. Like, it didn't look like so like minimalism, clean lines furniture to me.
Mm-hmm.
But they did show, when they showed most of the conversation, then we went to break, then we came back. Then they showed the Sofitel exterior with the name.
Now that you say it, they totally did. You're
yes.
right.
So oh, I wrote it. I was like, oh God, there. I was wondering where they were. Like, I was like, Sofitel. Sofitel.
Well, the point to this meeting seems to be just that Yolanda is leaving for her surgery, and so they're having a little chitty-chatty time.
I guess.
Girly girls get together, and she does want to introduce more of the ladies to her friend Erica. And this is where Erica says for the second time, I caught onto this last week, but I thought, oh, it's probably nothing. You know, you're gossiping it up again. That Erica said, explained her friendship with Yolanda, the way that they met, by saying, our husbands were friends. Were friends.
Oh.
She said that at least once in the last episode, and she used that phrase again to describe it on today's episode. Someone
really?
Asked her, and she said, our husbands were friends. And I'm thinking, is that just the way she speaks? Or had the guys lost touch? And in casting and Yolanda and Erica just keeping together, you know, because we saw them all four in a scene together last week.
Right, right.
You know, so had the guys just fallen out of their friendship? Or is she speaking in a manner of, our husbands were friends when they were both our husbands? You know what I mean? Like, if she was, if she's speaking from a way of knowing something that we don't know, was just my suspicion.
I think it was just, I think it was option A, where it's just, that's just the way she speaks. She was just, like, if someone said, well, how did you meet all those years ago? I was like, oh, our husbands were friends and that's how we met. Mm-hmm. That's what I think she meant. I don't think it's any deeper. I think that the husbands are still probably either friends or acquaintances. I don't know how, you know, when people say friends, it's such a loose term, especially mm-hmm. on this show. So I think, yeah, everything's cool.
I'm just reading too much into it, people.
Cool with the two hubs. With the two hubs.
Okay, okay. I like that. You keep me grounded, Megan.
I know. Let's not go off the rails yet. No, I love this whole scene was like so much juice to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a major, major problem with Lisa Vanderpump in this whole scene with her and Erica.
A lot of people were calling her out on Twitter saying that she seemed a little jelly and catty.
I mean,
is that how you took it?
I just was annoyed because it seems so calculated. Like, we're so used to a little dig here and there that she gets away with every time. Everybody mm-hmm. still loves her and worships her, even though she's so catty and throws these one little comment, and she always gets away with it. This was comment after comment after comment after comment of being a freaking bitch. And she was. Sorry. She's being a freaking bitch. How dare you speak so rudely to someone you're meeting for the first time?
The shoe thing was quite immature.
You can't wear pink shoes. I own the color pink. That's my thing. And then she says, God, I was writing stuff down.
20-year-old
so
women
irritating.
Shouldn't say that to each other.
The very first thing she said was they cut to her interview and she said, she looks like my Barbie I used to have with her skirt up her butt. I mean, I can't. She's just jealous. Obviously, she's just jealous that this woman is younger and way more freaking beautiful than she ever was.
I think the money...
And the money. She's probably so jelly of the money. That Cartier ring, I'd die.
I mean, you know Erica put on her most expensive piece of jewelry. And not just her most expensive piece of jewelry, but something that everybody knows what it is. Like,
exactly.
I could never afford one of those in a million years. But I know that ring. I didn't know that it costed $190,000.
I love that they threw that up there. Because remember how we were looking up, was it, oh my God, what show was it? It was maybe Manzode. With children. So we were talking about Teresa, Judy J, and her family and stuff.
Oh.
And we were like, how much is the Cartier Love bracelet? And like they didn't put that on the screen during that show. But this mm-hmm. was something so major that they put it up on the screen. Just so you know. What did Kyle say? It's like it's the cost of a Rolls Royce or what did
something,
say?
A Bentley yeah, or, Ferrari, something on your finger, which yeah. is true. Yeah, well, but she's got all those, too, I'm sure. Erica does, has the Ferraris and the Bentleys and all that as well. And a plane.
She seems stupid rich, like richer than all of them put together, doesn't she?
Yeah, and I think she might be. I mean, her husband right. was the lawyer from the Aaron Brockovich case, and she right. said he's had many cases, or at least one, that have got that the settlement is over $1 billion. So when someone is getting $1 billion out of the work you do, how much do you think you're getting paid to get them $1 billion? I mean,
a pretty good chunk of it.
Right?
What else did
Enough
she say?
Enough to have a car on your finger.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, my God. What did one of them... I lost my thought. If it comes back, I'll re-bring
okay.
it up.
Okay. Well, Yolanda brings up again, and she explains to all of the ladies that Bella and Anwar have Lyme disease as well. And right. they all seem as surprised and kind of confused as we were. And this is the moment where I thought, you know, I could really see why they didn't talk about this before. Because all three of those kids have thriving modeling careers. Like, mm-hmm. Bella and Gigi, at least, are probably on the top 10 most wanted model list right now.
I mean, I think top 5.
Gigi's the number one, for sure.
Yeah.
And as soon as they start talking about it, I could see people on Twitter kind of, you know, making their judgments. And you can just wonder if people are saying, like, oh, well, you know, maybe we don't want to hire them for a job because they're going to be sick. Or mm-hmm. I could just see kind of all of it starting. And I thought I would definitely understand why they wouldn't have wanted that out there before. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they're regretting having it revealed now.
Right. Well, I did. Yolanda posted a picture. Oh, gosh, was it Instagram recently that it was medicine for her? It had everyone's names labeled, you know, and I'm not sure what it was. It looked like some kind of a vial. It wasn't like a pill bottle. It was like a vial, and it was Yolanda's name, Anwar, and Bella's. So it was Lyme disease medicine, and she was hashtagging it with all like the Lyme awareness and all that stuff. So whatever I'm going to say, they are taking something for the Lyme disease, mm-hmm. all three of them. That's the same medication. So I'm hoping that the kids aren't feeling a lot of the symptoms like she is and don't get sick. Mm-hmm. But I did find it funny that she said, oh, she had to quit school and writing because of... And I'm thinking, well, the
she
modeling
quit school
career,
to model.
Yeah, the modeling Let's career not, is enough yeah. to make her quit school because Gigi's same. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what? I don't think those kids will ever need to go to college. So what's the point? You know, let's be honest here. Like, I'm still paying off college loans, and it's like I might as well have never gone, honestly, at this point, okay? And, I mean, if you don't need to go, you don't need to go. Mm-hmm. Those kids will never need to go just with the wealth of their family alone, no matter what they wanted to do. Like, I'm sure what they wanted to do in their lives didn't involve going and getting a medical degree. Mm-hmm. So... you know, they don't need to go. No big deal. Mm.
Well, another thing just to mention about the vials that you saw, Yolanda did say she tries all these kind of remedies, and then the ones that work, she has the kids do as well. So maybe that's some kind of treatment, or I mean, I just wonder when you're Instagramming, you know, other people's prescriptions or things like that, it must be with their permission. They must be on board with her trying to spread awareness, mm-hmm. because this must have been very difficult for them tonight.
Yeah.
To hear all of this. What else did they discuss? Let's see. Oh, the Erica revealed her husband's age.
Yes.
And I was shocked that the ladies were so shocked.
Me too.
It's Beverly Hills.
It's Beverly Hills. Like, isn't your best friend married to somebody 30 years older? Probably. Like, yeah. I'm shocked that they were acting. And like, Lisa, who the hell are you to talk? What does she have, a 20 or 25
At
year
least
age
20,
difference?
Yeah.
So what is the difference? She's so stupid. She's like, oh, and there it is. Like, oh, I am so hating on Lisa tonight. Sorry, everybody.
Well, she really was hating on Erica.
I think she lent herself out to being hated on tonight. Like, she was being super evil. And I think she was put up to it. I don't think, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe this is who she really is. Like, we've never seen her just go in on somebody like this before. Mm-mm. Like, this whole, like, picking on the new girl thing was so stupid. And I loved that Erica just, like, didn't give a shit. Erica was like... meh, what else?
She didn't hit back. No. She just kept being like kind of her cool. She kept kind of making those funny little one-liners. Mm-hmm. I love that she's honest about it. What she said last week, you know, I'm not stupid. I know people are going to say I'm a gold digger and they're going to say this or that. It's like, if you own it, no one can really say anything to you.
Right.
You can't be insulted by that.
And the fact that Lisa said to her, oh, you've been together over 15 years. Well, then you're really in it for the long haul. And her quip that, oh, yeah, or I get 50%.
I was like, or they gotta die sometime.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so over Lisa's thing of all her sexual jokes with every little... It's like, give it up. Go have a stand-up career if you want to make a stupid sex joke after every single comment. Like, ugh, I can't. I just don't... I find her a very unsavory character.
Well, it sounds like you've maybe just kind of had quite enough.
I've had enough. Less Lisa. Like I said in week one, less Lisa Vanderpump this year. Blaze.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't send her a nasty text message like one of her former castmates did. Stay tuned for news and gossip for that little tidbit, people. Mm-hmm. So this is the point at which Eileen decides to open her mouth.
God.
And I gotta say...
I just spit. Sorry, as guys.
It's okay. I'm way over here. As she started talking, I thought, you know what? I can kind of relate to this. I feel like I would have felt the same way sitting there like, nothing's being said. And I know this thing and it feels kind of icky. But, you know, now it sort of feels like we're all on board with not talking about it. And also to just wanting to just get it out there and kind of pick Yolanda's brain. Where is she at with everything? I think I would have done the same thing as Eileen. But it would have been a mistake if I would have done it too. Right?
I thought this went so much better than it could have gone.
Yes.
First of all, Eileen with the verbal diarrhea. I feel like she kind of admitted it too in her interview portion. Like, oh God, why didn't I just shut my mouth? And it, you know, it was enough that they were talking about Lisa Rinna and Taylor having the convo about Yolanda. I'm not sure why Eileen had the verbal diarrhea and felt the need to bring up, because now they're gossiping about Lisa Rinna, you know, and it's like Lisa kind of made the comment that she would address it with Yolanda herself because she did feel so bad about talking about it with it. Eileen didn't need to bring it up because now they're gossiping about Lisa Rinna, and it's just, And the fact that Yolanda didn't get upset at all, which is very Yolanda. And she's like, you know, I just don't even have the energy. Like, whatever.
Bless
who cares?
Bless her heart, dude.
Bless her sweetheart. It just could have gone so, so poorly in so many other cities. Everybody's really zen this year right now. And it's kind of like, these are all, like, we're getting all this, we were saying last week, like, cutting room floor stuff happening. Like, I'm happy there's not too much faux drama. And I'm happy there's not drama. I do like when we get to see them actually be friends before we have to live through the fighting. But it went almost too good. This kind of just was like not even a bump in the road. But I did get very nervous when this was going down.
Yeah. I feel like the way she did it, I thought, oh, this might work. As she started talking, it was very like, oh, you know, no big deal. But like, yeah, they had that convo. And then Lisa said she had this other convo. And like, she feels bad about it. And I think it was just Eileen trying to get the situation over. Like, she was nervous about what was going to happen with it. And even though Lisa Rinna wasn't there, she wanted it to be appeased. She wanted to tell Yolanda what happened, tell her that she didn't think Lisa Rinna had bad intentions, so that the conversation never even had to be had.
Good point.
Right? But but probably maybe not. Just don't do that stuff.
But I think the conversation between Lisa Rinna and Yolanda is going to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
If and when that happens.
Yes. Well, our final kind of scene for this episode was a touching one, to say the least.
It was really heartbreaking.
It really was. It was difficult. And we do love to see, of course, Yolanda with the kids because we haven't seen that so much. And just because they are huge stars and it's kind of fun to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And this was a really cute scene in the kitchen. And, you know, the two supermodels are making grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. Mm-hmm. And Yolanda's mother is there as well. I know last year when they went to visit her in Holland, she was bedridden, right? She was ill. So she's clearly doing better, you know, well enough to travel.
Yeah. And the brother was taking care of her, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wondered where he was at this time. He must have stayed back in Holland land.
Maybe he couldn't get off work.
Yeah.
What do you need? Like, to stay a few weeks, like a visa or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long
he probably has, like,
stay.
A real life over there.
Yeah. One of those.
Right?
With a job and things.
Right? Well, her mom is here, and they have a really sweet moment together. They've got this great relationship that I really like to see. We love Yolanda so much, I think just because there is no reason to not love her.
Right.
And then they just give us kind of more of this stuff, and I was really feeling sympathetic towards her. Mm-hmm. The kids come up and they have this conversation. You know, she's back at her Malibu pad where we know she loved to live. And she whips out this manila envelope. Oh, it's got all the kids' names on it, cute little hearts. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I don't know what I thought was in the envelope. Mm-hmm. But her kids are equally as kind of flabbergasted. And she reveals that it's just her will and what will help them take care of things and be taken care of in the instance that something happens. Mm-hmm. And I think the kids were sort of taking it as she was implying that this surgery that she was having, the explants, which I liked her way of putting it, that they thought that she was thinking that was dangerous. And she wasn't really. It didn't seem like she was that scared or that nervous that something would happen during this surgery.
Right.
But you can tell that she's in the mindset of thinking about, what if I wasn't around for my kids? Mm-hmm. And they didn't take well to it, of course.
Of course. I felt so heartbroken for the kids in this moment because I remember being that young and hearing my parents use the word will. Like, oh, we went to the lawyer and got our wills done. So now we have wills, guys, just in case. Like,
Case of what?
Right. And you're like, you're not going to die. What are you talking? You know, because you're so young. You're not in an age where you've even really started realizing your own mortality. Mm-hmm. You know, you like drive your car really fast and recklessly because you keep thinking you're never going to get in a car accident and die, you know? And it's like for your parents to remind you that, oh, in case this happens, we already have our will made out. And you're like, what? Stop. It's so jarring, I think, at that age to be like, oh, crap. This is a lot to deal with. Mm-hmm. Especially the son is still in high school. So I think it's a lot to handle. And I felt really bad that they were having that moment. I don't think they think that their mom's illness is at that level. So I think it was really shocking. And to see that play out on camera was like, wow. And like hearing Gigi say, if 51% of you thinks that this isn't a good idea, don't do it. But I do think in the way that you were saying that she thinks it's more of a, if I ever do pass away from this illness overall, you know where to find my will and please take care of my mommy. God, I would have just fallen apart. And you could see how much she was trying to remain calm for them. And they were like, what? Are you kidding that you brought this up? I almost want to say something negative about why would she do that on camera, but I'm glad she did. I'm so glad that we as viewers got to see that moment. I don't know why with any of the other women I would have felt like ulterior motive, this should have never been on camera, blah blah blah. But with her, I just feel like it comes from a pure place.
Yes, and at the same time, maybe with that she is trying to raise awareness,
right?
Maybe her thought was, let them see then. Let people see what my family goes through. Let them see the pain and my children have to think about me not being there.
Right.
You know, not necessarily in a calculated way, but in a way of that is why she's sharing these things.
God, I hope the kids didn't get really upset. Bella and Anwar thinking like, my God, I have the same disease. Could this be me in a few, you know?
And they just like, when you're that high profile of a person, just like when Gigi said, oh, you know, yeah, modeling is hard. Like you have to look pretty and be nice all the time. Or she said something like that, which was just a cute offhanded comment that she made.
Right.
But people were really kind of attacking her on Twitter and kind of going in hard on that.
She's a kid. She's a kid that would be in what, their second or third year of college. She's a kid. And I'll bet it is hard to go from high school to having a 60, 70-hour a week job. Like, you are on set for that long. I'm sure it seems glamorous and fun to people that have a job where they sit at a computer all day. But it's a lot of travel. It's freaking exhausting. Yes, would I love that job? Absolutely. Do I think that it is not that easy? Yeah. Because she is at a level where she's famous. So she has to be nice to everybody all the time and smile and act like nothing's wrong. And the paparazzi are constantly around and like she's supposed to look good all the time. And it's a lot. I mean, when you get your makeup and hair done for you every day, I'll bet it does become like not that special or fun anymore.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you're getting drug out of bed at 4 a.m. for that. And you're like, just one more hour.
I want to be a college kid who sleeps in and skips class.
Exactly. Like imagine what she should be doing. She'd be like smoking her bong, going to like a few classes a day, taking naps in between classes, raging all night. Like, that's what she would be doing. Meanwhile, I'm sure she's having plenty of fun and still raging. But she has to balance it with working with a lot of people way older than her who I'm sure are very serious in that industry. You know, that industry is kind of corrupt, too. So it's, you know, it's a lot to be dealing with. And sudden fame, too. Like, a lot.
Yeah, so I think it must have been kind of monumental for them to share this scene that I'm sure it was something that they all decided on. And just one more thing I wanted to mention, the fact that she was, you know, had all this paperwork together in the envelope to give to the kids, it felt very like, oh, David's not taking care of this stuff anymore.
You're right. Oh my God. I kind of didn't even realize that. We've been talking so much about knowing about the divorce, but that hasn't happened on the show yet. So I kind of forgot that he maybe should have.
Right. I suspected that maybe it was a thing where, of course, none of them worried about it because he would be there. You know, so now she needed to make sure that they were the ones taking care of things if something would happen to her, that David wouldn't be there to take care of it. So that just kind of stood out to me, too, which makes it even more difficult.
It does. And you know what stood out to me? It was such a minor thing, but stood out to me in this whole scene with her was the lemon picking. And then she mentioned, gosh, why would looking at a lemon make you so happy? And her voice cracked. And just watching her, I was thinking, oh, God, she probably was going through in her mind, like, David and I are deciding to break up and we're selling the home and I won't have this beautiful home that I feel comfortable in my lemon groves anymore. And I can't, you know, do what I love as far as just go pick a damn lemon. Those are my lemons. That was my thing, you know? And it just stood out to me so much because we know so much now before we're watching it all. You know what I'm saying. Did that come out right?
Yes. Basically, you're saying when life gives you lemons, put 9 in a bowl, Shannon.
Make your good throw to the OC. But if it were Yolanda, it would be make your own master cleanse. Make your own organic master cleanse.
When life gives you lemons, make your own master cleanse. I love it. I love it. Well, I hope we get to see that Yolanda back very soon. It sounds like she is on the road to recovery. And on that note, unless you have anything you'd like to add about this episode, we could move into a little news and gossip.
Let's do it.
All right. I just love that. So a little update on Miss Yolanda. She spent the holidays in Aspen, ring-a-ding-ding, with the kids, with Gigi, Bella, and Anwar. I know there was a lot of speculation online. Oh, she's spending the holidays with Mohammed and the kids. Mohammed was there with his fiance. There's nothing going on there, guys. And Shiva herself even says, you know, it's all cool. It's all good. Yeah. So don't worry about that. Although it sounds like Yolanda is no longer communicating with David. There were several reports over the last week or so that they are no longer speaking and they are still working on hammering out that settlement.
Oh.
So all is not totally well, but she does seem to be feeling good, and she was posting a lot of really happy pictures with the kids.
I love that picture of them in front of the fireplace and she's in her yoga pants. She looks amazing. Like, she looks like she's really coming back. Like, she's feeling so much better at the moment.
Well, yeah, because we forget. They showed a flashback tonight of, like, maybe her first season on. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I know. She looked amazing. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, aging. You know when somebody really goes through something and you just see it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that with, I don't want to name them and make them feel bad about their appearance. It just was someone who I watched them go through a medical drama, and they're on TV every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw, like, the aging and just taking the youth and the joy out of their face every day. And I was like, God, wow. So seeing that with Yolanda reminded me, God, this is just, like, zapping her.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad she had a Merry Christmas in Aspen.
Yay. She looks great.
And one of the housewives who... maybe this didn't ruin her Christmas, but it certainly did give her a little bit of attitude. You maybe read this one on TMZ. Brandy, former Beverly Hills housewife, and I'm going to keep saying that till we see her this season, which I'm not looking forward to. She sent Lisa Vanderpump a little text message. Now, full disclosure here, Brandy is apparently upset about the things that Lisa has been saying about her on this season. Now, I can think of a couple here and there. I know she mentioned Brandy's name, but according to Brandy, either Lisa or Ken have made a dig at her on every single episode so far this season. And she said she's not on the show to defend herself. So her way of doing that was to she texted Lisa Vanderpump and said, Merry Xmas, Vander C word. Not Vanderpump, Vander C word. I think we can all put that together. And said some things like, you know, karma is a B word. Just a very, very Brandy-ish, naughty, nasty text messages that went to Lisa right after Daddy-O had passed away.
Yeah.
And Lisa went straight to TMZ with said text and shared it with them and gave them a statement saying that she thought it was very sad that Brandy had to do that.
I think it's very sad that Lisa felt she needed to go to the press and air that out, because it's just Brandy. Like, let's let it go. She's not on the show anymore, so why do you need to go air the dirty laundry in public? Like, are you feeling bullied? You needed to go run and tell mommy? Like,
well, because Brandy did say she could have tweeted Lisa, but she chose not to because she didn't want to make it a public thing.
Exactly. And you know what? Get over it, Lisa. You probably deserved it. And, I mean, she's going to go calling people things like the Maloof Hoof and all that crap. Yeah. Like, guess what? You got it back in your face. Karma is a bee.
Oh, Vander C word.
You know what? She's mean. She's a mean girl. She's a mean girl. Damn it.
All right. You said it. See, I kind of think Kyle's the mean girl. But you're right. Tonight it was Lisa. Tonight it was Lisa. And we will get to Kyle in just a moment, because I know you all have read the headlines all week that she is quitting The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Don't leave me, Kyle.
But let's do a little follow-up on a story that you reported last week, that Kim Richards, another former housewife, and her daughter Kimberly are doing a reality show together, kind of like a family therapy show. Mm-hmm. And I immediately called BS and I said, how could they do that with their contracts? And you said, it's happening. And now I'm saying, you are right, Megan. It is happening.
It's happening.
We don't know exactly what this show is yet, but if I had to guess, one of the networks just did something called Fix My Mom. And remember when Marriage Boot Camp wasn't celebrities? I'm kind of thinking that they're going Fix My Mom reality stars.
Ew.
For the next season. And that this is what Kim and Kimberly are sort of doing. They've been on set quite a bit. And there actually has already been an incident on set. Monty, Kim's ex-husband, was rushed to the hospital and became in very, very poor health. We know he's been fighting cancer for quite a while.
Yeah.
And they allowed Kim to actually call him and check on the situation. And it's one of those sets where they're not supposed to talk to anybody. And
right.
She got very upset, and this kind of threw a wrench in the shooting. In case you're wondering, Heidi Montag is there as well with her mom.
Of course and, she is.
And Bad Girls Club's Natalie Nunn. Shar Jackson is there too. I love Shar Jackson. She is so fun. That's Kevin Federline's ex, you know, from Moesha.
His first two children were with her.
Yes, I interviewed her recently. She is so much fun. Apparently, she's crying a lot on this show that they're shooting right now. So I can't wait to see it. Reportedly, Kim got paid $75,000 to do this show, and Kimberly is getting $25,000.
Okay.
So not a bad chunk of change for what is going to be them airing more Dirty Laundry that I'm going to love to watch.
Here's my 2 cents. I wonder why the daughter wants to get involved in looking bad. You know, it's like, I feel like those kids have been able to stay out of the limelight and stay out of all that stuff. It's kind of like mom's the one with the problem and mom's the actress and mom's the public figure. And like, we're just the kids living our life over here. And, you know, the who just got married? Whitney got married?
Yes.
Whitney got married to, like, a really stinking wealthy guy. Like, she'll never have to worry about money ever again. And it's like, why would the other daughter want to throw her name into all this drama with the mom? It's like, I feel like Kim's not cured. It's always going to be a struggle. And she's, it's public now. And it's like, why would you want to add your name into that?
I was asking myself that as well. And the only thing that I can come up with is the fact that she didn't marry a Wiederhorn or whoever that guy is, and they maybe need the money and or want the money. And if maybe she has one appearance on a reality show, she could turn it into a whole reality show thing or a hosting thing or a, you know, she'll probably be on E! News before either one of us. So
exactly.
No, I'm snap, snap, snap again.
When Christy and I are 80, we'll be on E! News together. We have
E! News, we're just geriatric edition.
We're just girls with a dream. We'll just be reporting on everyone we're reporting on now, only their failing health. The latest obituary is rolling in.
I love that. Well, now let's get to the big story of the week.
Da, da, da.
This is how it all started, guys. This is not some rumor mill that a blog picked up or something that one person supposedly said. This was a TMZ video of Rick Hilton, Kathy's husband, Kyle's brother-in-law, yes, saying, Kyle told us that she gave notice she is quitting the show because of them airing all the dirty laundry about the wedding or whatever. Sources at Bravo say, absolutely, she has not. She's not going anywhere. And we know she has threatened to quit the show before a couple years ago. So it appears to me that she is telling her family, oh, yeah, I didn't want them to air all that stuff about the wedding, even though I talked about it in all those interviews and in all those scenes to Lisa and everything. I didn't want that. So I'm mad now. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to quit the show. So don't be mad at me anymore, guys. But really, she's not quitting the show.
Here's what I think. I think she does want to quit the show because it did probably cause even more problems after that episode aired where Lisa Vanderpump was stirring it up and wanted to give it up because no one wanted to talk about it. Kyle didn't want to talk about it. Mauricio didn't want to talk about it. The daughters had to tell Lisa Vanderpump to shut the hell up. Like, ugh. I'm so worked up about Lisa tonight. I feel like I could drink like a whole bottle of wine to calm myself down.
But not Vanderpump Sangria.
No, exactly. Not that. Lisa Vanderpump Land must be a really fun place to exist. I think she does want to quit the show, but she hasn't given notice to Bravo, and Rick opened his big mouth because he's so excited that she's going to quit the show, or he wanted to hurt her. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see.
And the rest of the part of that story is TMZ was saying, you know, yeah, our Bravo sources say not so. And that the Bravo people are saying this is still just drama. Rick and Mauricio being mad at each other over their business stuff. And that's all it is.
Well, maybe Rick just wanted her to get fired. So he he said that to get her in trouble or something.
That could very well
be. I mean, that's also plausible. Thank God this is not my family and my drama.
This is the family who got their daughter out of jail on an Adderall prescription. I'm sure they think that they can make any sort of thing happen in Hollywood, right? And maybe an already update on this is that Kyle posed with Kathy Hilton. You know, there was a lot of talk about, oh, they're not spending the holidays together, and so-and-so wasn't invited to so-and-so's party. Well, they were both at Kris Jenner's, the Christmas bash that I know we all saw photos of online. And Kyle posted a picture of her posing with Kathy. So maybe not so much, I don't know what they're trying to do or what they're trying to make us think. But one last little titty bit too that TMZ said is that Kyle and Mauricio are angry that Chelsea Clinton was invited to Nikki's wedding, but not their daughters.
Okay.
Because supposedly they don't even know the Clintons that much. And then Nikki was like, well, it's my fiance's family. They know him. And Kyle's like, I'm not buying it. So there's that little wrench too, guys. Basically, this family has got some major dysfunction. And we will continue to keep you posted on it because they will continue to air it on Bravo, even if it's just one of them.
I have one little story I forgot that I have. Y'all, Bella is still dating The Weeknd. The breakup rumors are not true because they were seen on a yacht together over the weekend.
That's right. She's 18. He's 26. No big deal.
So she must have left the family ski Christmas vacay and went to Miami to be with him on this yacht.
Oh my God, you're right.
How fabulous is her life?
She's only half her age.
Gigi, Bella, I'd take either one of their lives. I don't even care.
Yeah. I would take Yolanda's life at this point, girl.
It's true. She'll always be taken care of.
Well, do we have any predictions?
Yes.
For next week?
Let's see.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
If you are only listening on podcasts and you have missed our special effects for the prediction segment, you are really missing out.
You're missing out. Head to YouTube. Click. I predict lots of fun Hamptons drama. So it's always a scene when they go on a trip because there's lots of drinking and it's too many of them in one room at the same time. And you know how it is when you go on vacation with people. You're always squabbling over something. You're always uncomfortable about something because it's not home and your stuff and your things. And you get hungry or tired and I think it's going to be good. That's all I have.
Well, I predict that we may see the side to Lisa that you're always pointing out.
We saw it tonight. She's a bitch.
For sure, but I wonder what happens next week. Something about they leave the Hamptons before she gets there or she's holed up in some hotel and she does not look happy. I think we're maybe going to see that Vander C side next week.
I think that looked a little not a big deal to me. They're trying to make it a big deal, but it's not going to be a big deal. It's like, oh, we went to this nice house. We left the hotel that you're at, but we're at this really nice house and her one comment and it's really not going to be a thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, so are we predicting more lack of drama?
I'm predicting more lack of drama next week, but I think it could get juicy toward the end of the episode or episode after. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be a two-parter in the Hamptons.
Oh, I bet you're right. Either way, I'm just going to continue to be more jealous of these people's lives. Yes.
Hello, fantasy land. I'm going there.
Oh, well, Megan, where can they keep up with you in the next week? or whenever you people want to reach out to you.
You guys can watch me on Snapchat or Snapchat me, tweet me, or check out my Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher. MEGANSTECHER.
Yeah, and head over to AfterBuzz TV's YouTube page to see Megan's interview with many of the housewives from premiere evening. And you guys can all keep up with me at Christy Reports, Twitter, Instagram. Please also check out ChristyReports.com. Grant and Fern will be back next week.
Yay.
We've missed them terribly, and we will see you guys back next week as well. Thank you so much for watching. Adios.
Happy New Year.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.